on the drive up here, the corn crop looks pretty good around the area. So talk to me a little bit about how things are looking on your farm and around the county.
Well, you know, I was gone for a couple weeks here 3 weeks ago, and I came home, when I left, corn was about knee high, and I came home and we were within a week of starting pollination. So it's amazing how fast the corn's grown in the last couple of weeks. So it's done a lot of catching up. Corn started pollination this week. We're having really nice weather, and seems to be like we're going to have a pretty good corn crop.
You have great weather for pollination this week, and not the case where it was a year ago. Does that maybe have a pretty good feeling going into this week, and then maybe some in the long run for the corn crop?
Yeah, I think the corn crop looks pretty good. Now, there's some issues. Once it gets tall enough, you can't see those from the road. Our area had an extreme amount of water this spring, so we have some holes out in the field that'll be a problem later in harvest that we'll run into. But overall, if we keep getting the rainfall and the weather stays cool, we have an opportunity to have a really nice corn crop.
Talk to me about the moisture, ground moisture. There's been another system moved through today. How saturated are you, and has that affected? And does that have you concerned about the corn crop if things were to turn hot and dry?
I don't think we're so saturated right now. We've haven't had a lot of rainfall in the last 2 weeks, and the crops are starting to root down quite a bit. The bean crop especially, where the water stood so much and the beans were short and dwarfed from the water standing, are starting to get a little bit better color and get a little bit of growth. So beans are kind of a funny animal. They kind of make up there at the end what they lost in the start. So if we get the rainfall and the weather stays right, beans and corn both will have a good crop.
Let's talk about bean health. Beans don't like wet feet. They had a pretty wet start to things. Things are looking better. And are there concerns about disease issues?
Well, there's always concerns with disease with them being that wet early. And I guess we'll have to tell, but seems to me like the beans are rooted pretty shallow in some of those holes that stood in water. And if we turn off dry, then can they recover and make a good crop? It'll be time will tell on that. But we're optimistic. That's a farmer's human nature to be optimistic about his crop. So always optimistic about the crop.
Fungicide, yes, no, why?
We apply fungicide to all of our beans. We do insecticide and fungicide at our last herbicide application. We raise seed beans just about on all of our crop, and they like us to put fungicide on for plant health. And over the years, it seems like it's done pretty well for us.